Bob Fabris from Arcadians.
Well, hello, Bob.
How's it going?
Fine.
Well, good. We've made up a list over here of some tentative things as we were discussing a few weeks ago.
Well, I bet you they were very prolific, too.
Well, I don't know. I thought I'd run down these five or six items and see if there was anything that you thought was totally useless.
Okay.
And then we'd get back and do some more...
Nothing useless if they wanted. Remember, I'm doing this purely as a service for them.
Yeah.
If they want it, that's all that's required.
Well, probably the thing that's most interest to people is to get an S-100 bus adapter, which would allow...
Consider it done.
Pardon?
Consider that done.
Yeah.
I'll do that for them.
Okay.
Give me a specification of what you call S-100.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
One definition of it.
Yeah, that's right. What I want to do is just...
Card rack system and everything for that? Do you want me to actually build you an S-100 card rack?
I believe that's what we could use, yeah.
Do you like actually an S-100 card rack with the proper size little cards and the proper connectors and all that crap on there?
Yeah.
Or you just want an adapter transfer that is a card that plugs into an S-100?
Oh, no, the adapter card that the other peripherals could go into this, like a motherboard.
Well, you want this thing to be the rack, or you want this thing to be a card that plugs into a rack? I think most everyone has an S-100 computer. All they really want is a card.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you want is
right.
An S-100 interface card.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's the other end, not the rack.
Okay.
They've already got the rack.
Alrighty.
Okay, I'll need the information from you as to physical dimensions. Give me what you consider a standard document on S-100.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I'll work on that.
Alrighty.
Please send it out right away. What else you got?
Yeah. Something that'll give us mathematical processing so we can do scientific calculations.
Okay, how about a floating point math package, 13-digit BCDs like a TI calculator?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you want basically a calculator package?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm working on that right now. Just about have that done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I can give you that too.
We discussed the EEPROM programming board, or a prom burner, or blaster, or whatever the terminology is.
Probably, if you're talking S-100 interface card, the interface card we can put the prom blaster right on that card. Or make the interface card's going to be basically empty. Because
yeah.
Their bus is almost S-100 compatible directly, except mm-hmm. for the wire scrambling. So therefore, the card will be quite vacant.
Uh-huh.
Since they're going to make a card.
Yeah.
We can put some extra goodies on it, like the prom blaster. So it'll be a prom blaster interface card.
Uh-huh. Okay, see, there are a lot of these little, what you might call tricks, which we're not really up on.
An interface card with, that's one interface card with prom blaster.
Yeah, what kind of prom would that be working on?
All proms.
Oh, uh-huh.
All manufacturers, all proms.
Hmm. There was some question about whether it was valuable to be able to go from the serial to parallel output to use some of the other kinds of peripherals that use parallel.
With an RS-232 port?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I don't have anything in hand right now, but the machine puts out serial, right? Now.
Well, I don't understand where. No,
it's
just got a parallel bus out the back.
Yeah.
An S-100 tape bus out the back. That's what that bus is coming out the back of the arcade.
It's all parallel there, but it comes out serial out of the hand controller.
Well, the hand controller is a custom chip. You can't get in and screw around with it anyway.
Oh, okay, I see.
You can add external ports, parallel ports, for doing things.
All right. I didn't quite understand.
You can expand the microprocessor with other I.O. ports, but you can't screw around with what you already got.
Yeah, I see. Okay. All right, yeah, that explains a couple of things. All right, fine. A couple of things have to do more with how things operate rather than new hardware, and that would be like, is there any way we can do data storage using the equipment that's in there now for storing files, either numerical or alphanumerical things?
It's, well, tape does that right now. It's fairly basic.
Well, it's sort of hard to get the material onto the tape as data, anyway.
No, you can
we've done it.
You can write data through Bally Basic. You can just simply, I'll put a character to the tape. Weren't you aware that you could do that? I've actually dumped binary files onto the tape right from memory in there.
Binary files?
Binary files, yeah. I've actually constructed, I made a little assembler and I wrote code and wrote it into memory.
Ah, okay.
Saved it, dumped it back out to that audio tape, and loaded it back in on a bootstrap loader, done all kinds of neat things.
Yeah.
Bally Basic allows you to do all those things.
Okay. I'm thinking here. Okay, I see. Yeah. Well, all right. In these couple of things, it's like you need a clue here as to, by golly, oh, that's the way. And then we can track down things and figure it out ourselves, too.
Right. The only thing beyond that that you'd want is probably floppy disk capacity. And that would be on the type of interface.
Would that be the same as, in general, as having a string floppy? Do they see the same kind of information?
Having a what?
Well, they got a gadget over here that they call a string floppy. It's really a short tape that they use.
What, an endless loop tape of some sort?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of neat in that it's a small carrier of data. The company is right nearby here that invented this thing, so I might go over there and talk to them about that. By the way, I picked up this printer yesterday by Comprint, full name's Computer Printers International, and it works very well. I used the output jack as was described in the hacker's manual and tied it into two of the pins which are on the connector of this particular printer, and it works quite well.
Simple, isn't it?
Yeah. Boy, hard to believe.
You thought it was going to be a real pain to do it, eh?
Yeah, right.
Just hit character turn and let it go.
It doesn't print the single word characters, the go to and the go sub and that kind of stuff. It prints the lowercase letter that corresponds to that.
Well, that's not true. There's a difference. Command, it actually spells it out.
Yeah, I haven't gotten, I just played with it last night and I haven't really had a chance to
much. When you list it out, what is the command to use for loading the tape? I keep forgetting Bally Basic because I don't use it.
Yeah, well,
I used
colon print, semicolon run. But I think there's also an asterisk.
Right. Well, there's another one.
There's an asterisk print.
Yeah. Now, the only interesting colon print, asterisk print, is colon print prints the token. Asterisk print prints out the whole thing.
Uh-huh, okay.
That's the reason that asterisk print exists, just for the sake of you hooking on a printer.
Yeah, I read that in the hacker's manual. It's in the back of my head, and last night I wasn't to that point yet of thinking too much about it.
No, but it prints out a completely clean copy, just as you see it on the terminal.
Yeah.
So don't be upset and don't be concerned. You'll get it just as clean as you think you ought to.
Okay, it comes out quite well. Now I have to figure out how to write lowercase letters.
Okay, now Bally Basic does not have lowercase in it. That's one thing it does not have.
Yeah, but if you use the colon print, semicolon run, then those keywords come out as lowercase letters. However, there's only about, 15 of them.
No, it's coming out as tokens.
Yeah, but the printer prints it as a lowercase letter.
Because there's no one else to do with them.
Yeah, and so it comes out, and you've got maybe 10 or 15 letters that you can use if you're...
Well, you can write lowercase.
Yeah,
it's a little
weird.
Program. In other words, print out this information.
Yeah.
But when you print it out, print it out with a bias added to it. The bias would give you lowercase. So print it with bias or without bias.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a bias, like, what is it from A to A?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's see what I got here. Okay, little A is 61. Big A is 41. So it's a 20x bias.
Yeah.
20x bias to any character going out, it'll come out lowercase.
Uh-huh.
Now, wouldn't that be simple?
Yeah. Yeah, that could be done. Sure.
Not only that, but you can just do it by... Yeah. Very simply.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I found it also here, right on my table. Right, 41, 61. Yes, sir.
So it's an exact 20 hex bias. Boy, that's easy.
Yeah.
You just said a bit is all it amounts to.
Something like that. Okay.
Barry, we're answering all the problems of the world. Isn't that easy?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think these things that we're talking about just this little bit here, we'll get to work on that and give you some detailed things that we're looking for and get that back to you right away. I'm planning a trip to Washington on, I believe it's 11th of December, on a Tuesday. And I can stop in, if that's okay with you, that afternoon, Tuesday afternoon.
You're welcome to stop by.
Okay. I'll make some arrangements here. I think I can get to Chicago about 2 o'clock, something like that.
Okay.
All right. Well, if I don't talk to you before then, well, I will talk to you before just to make sure everything's okay on stopping in.
Sounds good, Bob.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Yeah. I'll get back.
Please don't forget to send that information to me.
Yeah.
And the stuff that you've talked about, you have not talked about any Bally Basic extensions. You have not talked about ROM sockets. You got a prom blaster, but no prom sockets. Not to plug them into, in other words, if you had them.
Well, yeah.
You got the S100 bus interface, but you haven't talked about RS-232 interfaces.
Yeah.
That same board or parallel interfaces for running a parallel printer and stuff like that.
Okay.
You haven't really defined what you...
That's right.
Define the connectors. I can fill in the electronics, okay?
Yeah.
Say, I want one of these, I want one of those, I want one of these, I want a socket for a ROM.
Yeah.
I want all that stuff. You can tell me what
right.
you want.
That's right. I was planning on doing that in my second communication with you. The first one, only to find out if the subject area is a viable one. The second one now is, here's all the nitty-gritty detail kind of a thing. So I'll get back with you on the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, the Master card can be an S100 interface card as well.
Great.
You can make it both.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Bye now.